President Biden met today with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. While Biden is trying to secure a lasting ceasefire in Gaza before leaving office, there is a new focus now on Vice President Harris and what she might do differently if she is elected president. Harris is also meeting with Netanyahu today. NPR White House correspondent Asma Khalid joins us now. Hi, Asma.
Hi, Ari.
So the two leaders met in the Oval Office this afternoon, Biden and Netanyahu. What happened?
The Biden administration really wants to land a deal for a ceasefire and the return of hostages. And the White House says this deal is closer than ever before, but some gaps remain. And that is the primary focus of today's talks. Ari, I also want to point out that these two leaders, I would note, go way back. Here's the Israeli prime minister today referring to that.
You've known every Israeli prime minister for 50 years, from Golda Meir. So from a proud Jewish Zionist to a proud Irish-American Zionist, I want to thank you for 50 years of public service and 50 years of support for the state of Israel.
In typical times, a meeting with the vice president would take a backseat to a meeting with the president. But now that Vice President Harris appears to be on the path to becoming the Democratic presidential nominee, that's going to be a consequential meeting, too. What are you watching for?
Well, what I'm watching for is how closely Vice President Harris sticks to the president. You know, throughout this conflict, the substance of what she has said about this war, aid say, has been in lockstep with Biden. But she has taken a different tone, especially when she talks about the people inside of Gaza. For example, there was this speech that she delivered back in March in Selma, Alabama, that got a lot of attention.
People in Gaza are starving. The conditions are inhumane. And our common humanity compels us to act.
And I've spoken with multiple people who've remarked to me that Harris, in their view, has shown a greater degree of empathy for Palestinian civilians than they have heard publicly from the president of the United States, President Biden.
Since the war started, we have heard concerns from young voters, progressive Democrats, black and brown voters about Biden's embrace of Netanyahu, his policy and his conduct of the war. So what are you hearing now?
Well, I would say Harris is in this delicate balancing act. Now, as she's campaigning for president, you know, she needs to speak to multiple parts of the Democratic Party simultaneously. And the Democratic Party, as you know, is quite divided on U.S.-Israel relations, particularly about this war. And so I think we're going to likely see her try to thread that needle very carefully. She cannot alienate supporters of Israel who make up a key part of the Democratic Party. And to that point, earlier today, she issued a forceful condemnation of pro-Hamas graffiti and flag burning during protests in Washington, D.C. yesterday. Meanwhile, she's also trying to win back some of the disaffected Democratic voters who felt alienated by how Biden handled the war. I spoke with Abdullah Hamoud about this. He's the mayor of Dearborn, Michigan, home to one of the largest Arab American populations in the country. He says he wants to hear publicly from Harris that she's going to take a different tack in this conflict.
She has to now create space between herself and President Biden, and demonstrate to the rest of this country that she is trying to represent on a course correction as it pertains to Gaza, that she will bring forward and usher in as president.
Is that possible, that Harris would take a very different course than Biden, given that she has been his vice president?
It's an open question. I mean, Harris is a bit of a blank slate on her own foreign policy agenda. She came up in U.S. politics domestically out in California. And so in this moment, you know, it feels like a lot of people are trying to put their own hopes on her. You know, folks in the Arab American community that I've spoken with hope she might chart a slightly different path than Biden. But we'll see how she messages on this issue in the coming weeks and months.
It's NPR White House correspondent Asma Khalid. Thank you.
You're welcome.